Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello and welcome to the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox's latest podcast. I'm Jules and this is Mark.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Welcome. Now today we are looking at the letter T is for time.
And talking of time, it's time to get excited and introduce our special guest today. We have our friend and wonderful fellow podcaster, radio show host, Aisha.
Oh, yay! Lovely, guys.
Oh, welcome, welcome. It's so amazing to have you here.
If I could go red, I would.
When I was introducing you, I was trying to get really high-pitched.
Oh, like I do.
I couldn't get quite as high-pitched as that, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. Mind.
But before we go into anything, Aisha, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wow. Well, I am currently developing an app for SEN children to help them in schools with their emotions, communicational skills, mostly for nonverbal children and adults. Also, what else I do? My podcast on SEN and mental health. I'm a parent, mother, and I'm me. Yeah, that's it, guys.
So talking of time, we have a chapter in our book, which is called Tears for Time. And it says TikTok, TikTok, TikTok after it, which is nothing to do with TikTok, the social media platform. Just a really catchy way of saying time goes TikTok. In the book, it says time is a gift. And every day we have a bank account that's filled with a currency. And you get 24 hours every day as the clock ticks past midnight. So we were going to talk to you about time, first of all. How do you do what you do? Being a single parent.
Yes.
And running a business. And all those other exciting things you do. Hosting radio shows here at Revolution Radio.
And always stay so positive.
You have the same always 24 hours that we have as well. How do you fit that in?
Let me breathe. I think, like you say, we organise, and I feel like I try to do as much as I can in a day because tomorrow's not promised.
Yes.
And I lost my mum this year, so I probably have to do things more than ever, really, as well.
Was she a good support to you?
Yeah, she was. So it's trying to fulfil her dreams and me doing the app and also getting where I want to get, as also being a parent as well of a SEN child, can be challenging, but nothing's forever, is it?
So. No, nothing's forever. And like you say, time is that gift.
Time is that gift.
And it's something that you can never get back.
No. And I'm blessed that God woke me up for another day.
Yeah.
To have that
I remember
time.
Somebody putting something on Facebook a while back. They said, what's the greatest thing that you've done today?
Ooh.
And I just replied and I woke up.
Yeah.
I'm grateful every morning of a chance of another day.
Definitely.
So we have to embrace our time, really, don't we?
We do.
And one thing with us being around personal development in the Future Toolbox is I'm always a big fan of cherishing time, but also on the flip side, not wasting time on things like negative social media, negative media.
Or people.
Dull opinions and things like that don't matter. So you're a big fan of positivity. And
I am. I feel as well, I have to have that balance, like I say to Jules as well. Even though you'll be doing things, you'll get more people trying to bring you down.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Because they see you traveling, you're leaving them behind. You're trying to do great stuff in your time where they're not. They just want to bring people down in their time.
So. How do you deal with that? Because that's pretty tough, isn't it?
Do you know what? I just put on the shade blockers.
The shade blockers.
I love that.
Yeah. I have positive pants. Yeah. You have shade blockers.
I've got the shade blockers. I don't even see you. You're not even in my vision. That's how I'm going on.
God, that's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah, switch off the noise. Put the shade blockers on.
Shade blockers.
Tell us about your positive pants. I love your positive pants.
Do we have to talk about my pants? No, I love my positive pants. When I know I've got to do something and it's maybe I feel a little bit out of my comfort zone, I think, right, come on, we need to get them pants on.
I love that.
Yeah, and I don't actually have a specific pair.
It's a metaphor, isn't it?
It is. So when you spoke about it a minute ago and you said you try to be organised, how do you try and manage your time through the day? Because you are phenomenally busy, yet you achieve a lot.
Do you know what? Certain things I can't do. Like, I'm dyslexic, I've got ADHD, so I'm bouncing off the walls anyway. My brain don't seem to settle down. 12, 1, 3 at night, I'm still doing assignments and stuff I have to do. I fall asleep probably when it's time to do school runs. So it's day and I'm tired during that day and I still can't go. Sometimes I don't hardly sleep, to be fair.
Do you?
Yeah. No, I don't. But I do meditation a lot. So I spend a lot of time in the bath. If anyone knows me knows I'm in the bath for 3-4 hours.
I'm with you on that, but I'm not actually with you in the bath. But I do that. I love nothing more than sitting in that bath and having that moment.
But I go crazy in my bath. I have like rose petals.
Yes.
Do you as well?
Yeah, I got a lovely thing from one of my sons for Christmas and it's all rose petals.
Yeah, I do.
And I come out smelling good. Last night I was doing the whole body scrub and everything in the bath.
Come out,
I love it.
Lovely bit of lavender in there, sea salt. Yes. I do that. I have my book in the corners.
Yes.
Yeah. And then someone will come and like, "You've been in there for 3 hours."
So in reality, 3 hours. You're not really that busy, are you?
Well, that's the time I have for myself.
That is a complete joke.
You know, I can sleep in the bath, wash in the bath, read in the bath. That's my time. So I need something.
That's just made me think of something because also Tea is for Time. On the 2nd of February, it's Time to Talk, which is the nation's biggest mental health conversation. But you're just saying about spending 3 hours of you time, and that is massive for positive mental health, isn't it? Looking after yourself. Somebody might say, "Oh, you're really selfish because you do that because you have a son and he needs your time." And
yeah, then when my son comes off school, then it's
It is that thing. It's making use of the pockets of time that you get, isn't it? And what is going to be the best thing that you can do at that moment for you, and obviously for your little boy as well, who is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
We met him, didn't we?
He is gorgeous. He knows he is delightful. As well.
I bet he doesn't play on that at all, does he?
Of course he does.
Look at me.
No, he's a good egg. He is.
Yeah. So talking about positive mental health, you obviously have that time for yourself. Washing yourself, of course. The rose petal baths, and then you said about the meditation. Yeah. What else do you do for you time? And this can include your wonderful son as well.
Do you know what? I was speaking to my friend yesterday. She does Reiki. And she says to me, "I don't have enough time for myself." And she said, "Let me do a little Reiki on you." I was like, "Yeah, loving it." And I had someone come and feel my finger. So I don't know if it was my mum pulled my finger just to let her know that she's holding my hand. But I feel like a lot of things like that. I mean, having your nails done and that, it's not really caring for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More
yeah.
mentally yeah. getting to know yourself as well, I feel, is best as everything. And my son, obviously, he's got his challenges. And the best thing that he likes to do is more playing, speeching kind of thing through that. So it's like a balance. You know, that time he's at school, I'm grateful for that time for me to have something for myself. And don't forget, I still have to cook, clean and all the rest of it as well. So
I think people do forget that. And there's all those other jobs, housework. There used to be a saying, "Woman's work is never done." And I feel that sometimes, particularly when I was bringing up my children on my own, never had a moment, not hardly ever to myself.
Yeah. We talked about self-care and spending time for yourself, but here's a question for you both. What do you waste time on? What's your biggest time stealer?
Ooh, my biggest time stealer? Social media, I would say, still. And we've spoken about this on previous podcasts, haven't we? And I think I actually went online and said that I would delete
Candy Crush. You said you're going to delete Candy Crush. What was you playing last night on the sofa?
Candy Crush.
Oh,
it didn't happen, did it?
No.
And it's one of those things, I go through phases of it and I'll put it down and I won't do it for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden I think, I've got 5 minutes. I can't focus on anything. I'll just play this. And an hour later, I'm still doing it.
What about TikTok as well?
Yeah. And again, it's the same thing. Yeah. I can go ages and then all of a sudden I get on it. It is what it is. One of those things, a time waster. But I found out some wonderful tips from there that we actually do now in life, don't we?
Yeah.
And some great recipes.
Yeah, there's some good things on TikTok if you go on the good people. But my time waste is probably clearing out all my old friends, so that's been good. Now I've got a good selection of positive people around me. So just like when you delete things from social media, you have to just look in your phone and delete the people that no longer bring you joy.
Do you know, we did that a few years ago. We had a declutter.
Declutter is a word. Seasonal. Yes. Some people are not for life, they're just seasonal.
They're just seasonal people.
Seasonal.
Do you know, it is actually true, and I remember reading something about that, that your friends aren't always going to be friends for life. They come and go. And they come into your life possibly because you need them at that moment, and then that need's gone.
Just to be clear on this podcast, if you haven't heard from us for a little while, it doesn't mean we don't like you. It just means that we might have just not been in touch for a while. So there might be people listening there thinking, well, I haven't heard from Jules or Mark or Aisha for a while.
No, they
perhaps don't like
we're
me
living
anymore.
Our best lives, being positive.
We are.
Come and join us. Come and join us and be positive.
So can I just say that we've said what we do. What's yours? The biggest stealer of your time. What is it?
Yeah, my biggest time stealer is Facebook. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I spend too much time just interacting with people that I don't need to. Okay. So I'm very passionate about Northampton history. And I love going onto Facebook and using it as a history about Northampton or a history about football as well, which is another big passion. And then I get involved in a conversation where somebody's they're negative about the town or something. I was like, well, come into town and support it then. And I think, why am I wasting the time trying to convince that person who's never been to town for 30 years, is never going to come again and probably lives the other side of the world, and I'm not going to change their opinion, am I?
No.
That's probably one of my biggest time stealers. And the other one as well is sometimes lacking focus. So this is where I will sit down to work on a task, and Jules will know exactly what I'm talking about here. She'll come in the room and say, what are you doing? I'll say, oh, I'm doing this. And she'll go, but aren't you supposed to be doing that? Yeah, but it popped up on my phone or it popped up on my laptop. So I just thought I'd get involved in it now, or it sounds a little bit more exciting than what I'm supposed to be doing. And I guess when you work for yourself, it's easier to do that and get distracted by things. I'm so easily distracted. So,
it is, but you are getting better. But one of the things that we started doing quite a long time ago is Sunday night, or certainly if we haven't done it on a Sunday night, on a Monday morning, we actually write down the things that we need to do. We must get these things done. And is it called the Eisenhower method?
It is.
So we have a piece of cardboard and we split it into four boxes. And we have the things in the top left-hand corner that are urgent and need to get done. And they're part of our business. And then the box underneath is the still things that are really important for the business, but they're not as urgent. Won't matter if they don't get done to like next week or the week after. And the other two boxes is where we put in things that are either not urgent or they are urgent, but they're not related to our business. But they're still something that we want to do. So it could be something personally that we want to achieve in terms of, I don't know, fitness or running or whatever, things like that. And we actually find that works. I'm not going to sit here and say we're perfect because there's no such thing. But at least it keeps us, because we go back to it, don't we? And there's nothing better than crossing something off. Wow, we've done it, we've done it. Yes, and I do a little dance, jig around the old living room.
I wish I could be that enthusiastic. Do you know what? I'm so hard on myself.
Oh.
I am. I have to get, like, all the way to Jamaica, run there, and then I'll be... I need to learn to be grateful for the little things.
Yes, the little wins.
The little wins in the time.
And I'll be honest with you, sometimes it is just a little win, but we knew that we had to do it, and it could have quite a big impact on what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
But it's a small thing, but actually doing it.
That's what I need to learn on.
Yeah.
And the other thing as well, we colour code it.
Yes, we started colour coding. Oh, we colour code it.
Yeah, little things like that.
If it's urgent, it's in red. So it's a reminder, you need to do this. We will sit there the following Sunday night and we'll, you know, look at the card, and there's stuff not crossed off. We're not brilliant, absolutely 100% at it, but it's made a massive improvement on keeping us focused.
Being honest, I don't think we've ever had a week where we've crossed everything off the urgent list. So it doesn't happen, does it? But it's a good way of planning your time out and looking at where you need to focus your mental energy.
That's
it. It's really powerful, isn't it?
And the other thing that we tend to do, we have that list, and then we'll actually look at what's already in our diary. We say, right, when are we going to actually plan to do that within the week that we've got? So, for example, yesterday we had quite a bit of spare time. So this is where I planned a lot of our podcasts and different things like that. But anyway, we did it because I remember crossing bits and pieces off. But yeah, it's a good idea to see where you can fit it into your week. doesn't always happen because life happens.
You're making us sound like we're real experts in planning. And
we're experts in planning. The execution doesn't always happen.
Execution doesn't always happen.
The mindset's there.
Yes. Yeah. The seed has been sown to do it. We're getting a loads better. In terms of your mental health, we were talking about that a minute ago. It is good. If you've got 10 things and you get 4 of them crossed off, they're done. Yeah. It is good.
So planning, we've talked about planning, we've talked about time, we've talked about positive mental health, but there's one big question I want to ask Aisha now. And this is a story that absolutely blew me away when I first met you. So your son, you said he was struggling to speak and you created an app to help people in his situation. Tell me the story. Tell our listeners a story.
Oh, bless you. This is how it goes. My son was 4 at the time. He was non-verbal and he used to know every day of the week. So he knew when it was Sunday that he had to go to school Monday. So on the Sunday, he'll come in my bed because he's got anxiety and he would grind his teeth all night because I knew he had to go to school. He knew he had to go to school. It was like this for months. And then Monday, I took him to school and he just used to clench my hand and say, like, move his head like, no. So I used to go to the school like, can you keep an eye on my son? Or is there anything that you can do for my son? You know, he's not verbal. You want him to go back a year being a summer baby. And I'm like, he's just done reception, he can't go back again, do the same year again, because he can't do what he has to do at school. She said, oh, you know, what about if we have a one-to-one with him? With 34 in a class, his anxiety was just to the top anyway. He didn't want to do PE. He just felt like he wasn't capable of doing things that everybody else was in a mainstream school. As a mother, I asked to do voluntary work there and they said to me, I can do it, but I can't go in the class. So I used to peep and make sure my son was right. And, you know, that kind
tough,
of
tough times
made me have anxiety, made me have mental issues, to be fair. I was thinking, my son's 4 years old, man. He's got so many years of this if I don't do something to it. So I said to the teacher, what if we do like an emoji book? They did it for about 3 days. It was always happy. I was like, I can't do this. I thought, what could I do to help other parents? Because I had used to do like coffee mornings there to see if it was just me that felt this kind of way.
Yeah.
This other woman was like, no, if you could do that, you know, I'd pay you a grand just to know my son's saying.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I need to do something. So I was thinking, should I do a website? Well, no, because how is my son going to bring a website into school and everything else? I started doing this YouTube coding. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was, well, something's coming out here. So I was like, oh my God. But I felt like I was spending so much time on that. I weren't being a mother. I was trying so much to try and get the solution done, but not help my son even at the same time. So I felt like, man, how can I split myself in two? Got loans, as you do, and then started seeing who could understand my vision of the app. Some people quoted me $300,000.
Wow, that's incredible amount of money, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that person who was going to pay you a grand wouldn't even covered it, would it?
No.
Well, not even a part of it. So now I've got someone to help me do the app. Took someone a year just to understand the vision I was trying to put across the app, because that was quite difficult. But to get it where I am now, it's ready now and I'm so happy to get it where I have got it, you know. And sometimes I need to give myself a lot of credit for where I have come.
You've done a huge amount of credit. That's phenomenal. It's hard as a parent to see your child going through something, but to actually take the bull by the horns and try and sort it out yourself, that is truly amazing.
Thank you. I'm gonna cry. Thank you, my love.
We are definitely the cheerleaders, and when you showed me that app, it blew my mind. And that is a real classic story of a parent taking the time to invest in their son. And does he speak now?
He's actually tells me what to do.
He tells you how to design the app.
He tells me how to colours to do. And the app is called Okia, which is my son's name's backwards, which is Rico. So it still brings tears to my eyes because I can still see that time that I went through.
And that's, he's so part of it as well. That's brilliant. And the fact that he can help you with it.
Yeah. He always goes on, oh, mum, you always got Oki. You always talking about Oki. But deep down, I think he's happy because it's about him. So
And it's helped him tremendously.
He can speak now. He loves emotions. He always wants to talk how everybody's feeling.
And do you know what? At that age, to learn and understand what your emotions are is good, because I think a lot of children don't know what their emotions are. No. They don't know what they're feeling. They don't know how to express it. So fantastic.
That is such an emotional story, and well done to you. As I say, I've said it about five times already on this podcast, but you blew me away with that. The most important thing, I think, is so many people need to hear about this app and use it, because it is so, so powerful. Yeah, so how can they find it, and how can people help you with it?
You can download the app on Apple Store if you've got an Apple phone, or if you've got Android as well. Also on the app as well, we do have therapists on there. So we've got play, music, art therapist, and we've got a holistic therapist for parents, because I felt like I had no one to speak to. Someone can help you holistically as well with your mind and body. To connect the app, get it on the Apple Store, but it has to be connected in schools, which will give you a password to connect it, and then you know how your children is feeling in and out of school.
So it's really key that the schools are on board.
Yes.
So if you want this for your child, you need to get your school on board.
You have to get your school on board.
Right. So to anybody out there, any schools that are listening, or teachers or whatever, please get in touch either with ourselves or with Aisha. We'll give you Aisha's details in a little while.
Thank you, my love.
But it is so important for yourselves and for these young people.
Of course. And it makes a teacher's life easier. If you've got a child that's nonverbal, how are you as a parent going to know your child's all right?
You're not.
You just have to take their word for it. That's all you can do. And as a mother, that's not enough. For me, it wasn't enough. Because if you know, you could just put your child in the corner.
And you think, well, they're okay. Yeah. You don't know.
You don't know.
And they're going to school. And let's face it, we all know sometimes not nice things happen at school.
There you go. And they spend a lot of time at school.
Yeah. And if they can't verbalise that or tell you, this app is going to help so many parents. Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
The best thing that these people can do is get in touch with you. How do they get in touch with you to get this app? Get it into the schools, and you can explain the process to them, which is going to be a lot simpler.
So you can check my website, which is ocir.co.uk. Leave a message there and someone will get back to you straight away.
That's fabulous. So ocir.co.uk.
Yep.
Hop onto that. Get in touch with Aisha. Can I find you on social media as well?
Yep. Social media. You can find me on LinkedIn. That's it, really.
Get on LinkedIn and look for Aisha. Aisha Bailey. Yeah. And get in touch to find out about this amazing app.
Thank you, my
and
love.
And help her to help everybody else.
Yes. And if there's a school, we do demos as well.
Oh, wow.
So you can demo the app, see how you get on with parents as well, and see how they get on with the app.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we know you, but we honestly wish you so much luck with all of this, and really hope that more people start to take this on board, because it's phenomenal.
Thank you. You are the best couple.
Oh, thanks so much, Aisha, for coming on board and sharing your amazing, amazing story with us.
Thank you for having me.
We are Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox. Thank you very much for listening, and we look forward to catching you next week. If you want to find us, you can find us on our website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk. We're also on social media on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.
Our YouTube.
So we look forward to catching you next week.
Bye for now.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.